People often argue over Android versus iPhones. But the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Happy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Smoke.
Medical.
Weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
Oh, Lord. Getting real, folks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Now, I know not all my listeners are in Florida, but we got a Category 5 hurricane coming. And I didn't really feel like beginning the show by being all hyper and wild. I mean, I'm going to at some point, but we're freaking out just a little bit. Like, for example, I have prep that I go through. I go to all the news sites and TMZ and all that. And 2 hours ago, today it is Monday, October 7th at 12:53 p.m. And around October 7th at 10:53 p.m., ABC News put out a video that said that it's a Category 4 storm. And I go, that's not good, but whatever. Then all of a sudden, I walk into my studios and I see on the Weather Channel that it's been a Category 5 storm. And to say that Florida's freaking out a little bit is an understatement. That saying the calm before the storm really applies during moments like this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. I don't even know what to say. Like, this morning, it was very real. I was at my radio job, and we were packing up like the scooters on the first floor and all the electronics. And that's the moment when it becomes really real. It also will be very real when I evacuate tonight to my friend's house and my cat will, we're going to manifest her not being annoying. All right, enough of this music. It's giving me a panic attack. We're going to manifest my cat not being too annoying because she's going to be on some CBD. We bought CBD oil and hopefully she's able to shut up because my cat's the greatest accomplishment I've ever had, saving her life and adopting her. She's had a very traumatic life. She's almost died like 3 times. So she's a little mentally ill where I talked about this on the episode after the hurricane we had 2 weeks ago. She just meows all night. Meow, 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 meow. It's just ridiculous. And it's like when she's just chilling in my place, she's the most perfect cat ever. But she goes anywhere else. She goes to the vet. She goes anywhere. She has to make it about her. I wonder where she got that from. Me. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. I put up a video making fun of Rob Schneider, saying that I think he's a douche and whatnot. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery? I got a response on YouTube. Now, today on Hoppy's Inbox, we have two versions of it. Describes how people view me. 50% of people do not like me. 50% of people love me. And we got 50-50 in the comment section. You lost me at Never Funny and Deadbeat Dad. You don't like him. I get it. I like Rob Schneider. He supports Trump, so he is all things evil to you. So let's set the record straight, though. He was funny. Now he's caught up in old man politics. He was not a deadbeat dad. His daughter is a Nepo baby who has lived a privileged life. All right. Let's break this down here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I love whenever you critique somebody that leans to the right, if it's Elon Musk or if it's Rob Schneider, and people will go, oh, you're a liberal. It's like, I believe in gay rights and women's rights and that, but I like saying her name wrong. I don't like Kamala Harris. I don't like any of them. Like, just because I think Rob Schneider is a piece of garbage and a grifting piece of just scum doesn't mean that I am, you know, anti-Trump. Trump did some okay things. It's the most hack thing ever. And the other thing, when you call his daughter a Nepo baby, who is his daughter? His daughter just went on a podcast to talk about him. To me, a Nepo baby is like when you get like a morning radio show or a job in radio because of who your dad is in another city, or let's say Bronny James. That's nepotism. Who the hell is Rob Schneider's daughter? And the other part here, he's caught up in old man politics. He was not a deadbeat dad. Do you really think somebody who's as small and, I will say, unfunny, The Animal is one of the stupidest movies ever, and that's when he peaked. Do you really think Rob Schneider is a good father who, in the 90s, when his daughter was a kid, was tucking her in at night or calling her if he was on a movie set in another country and was like, good night, baby, I love you so much. Do you think he went to the spelling bee? Do you think? No, he's a piece of garbage. He's terrible. People get so mad when you critique people on the right. And then we got this comment here. LOL, and it's the video of me talking about the breakup of Kristen Cavallari and Mark Estes. And someone goes, LOL, Ryan is such a comedian. And breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the woman who commented on it, I would have sex with, which means that she's a woman and she's attractive. I've noticed because of the celebrity news stuff that women like my show, but your everyday average manly dude who works like a retail job or blue collar or listens to bad morning radio, those are usually the ones that don't like me.
People often argue over Android versus iPhones.
Yeah.
But the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Hoppy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide.
It doesn't matter who wins. We got to be careful with this hurricane. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Now, I saw this on my on my Facebook. And it was one of those like trolling posts that was so ridiculous and so disrespectful and so inhuman and so moronic and so stupid and so lowbrow and so white trash. I couldn't believe my eyes. I literally unfriended the person. He's a local open micer who has like sort of electronic music mixed with like playing the guitar. It's just bad music. And I respect his grind of trying to be an artist and whatever, but he's one of those cats where he keeps himself local, where he's like, I'm Clearwater based. And I go, is that all you want to be? Like, I'm obviously based out of Tampa Bay, but I want more than just Tampa. I want this to be my home, but I'm literally syndicated in seven cities. Like, you always got to think larger than Florida. I saw this dude comment. I should have taken a screenshot of the post. He pretty much was saying, because the city of Clearwater is home to Scientology and that it's all evil, that he doesn't care if the city goes underwater. And someone commented on the post and was like, grow up, bro. And I gave it a like, and then I unfriended him. And I believe he is a listener of this show. If you're listening, you're a bitch. It's a terrible post to make. You're not funny. Nobody was entertained. Nobody went, oh, my God, you are so edgy. You should be on a Joe Rogan show. You're so wild and crazy. The way you're hoping that a whole city that literally brings tourism money to Florida goes underwater. Now, if I was on the radio, I wouldn't swear. but I have to say it. You're a fucking piece of shit. And you probably wonder why you get no swipes on Tinder or whatever, because of those riveting personalities. Also, I saw here on social media, Bill Belichick is out and about with his 25, 26, whatever, 20-year-old girlfriend he has. And all the feminists were freaking out today because she was wearing a Taylor Swift shirt, which means at some point when they go through a breakup, it'll be his fault. The person that's old enough to be her great-grandpa, not the fact that she's dating someone at 73. Nah, whatever. But the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is all the feminists were like, oh my God, she's dating an older guy. He's exploiting her. No, she's exploiting him for his money. She wouldn't be, you know, dating him, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if, let's say, he wasn't famous. By the way, one of my good radio friends, Nervous Jared, just texted me, and he said, you get out? Because I think he lives in San Diego. No, staying in Florida, just evacuating to, I'll just say it, a girl's house in Tampa Bay. I interviewed Tom Myers last week, who... I love Tom Myers. A lot of podcasts make fun of Tom Myers, but I respect Tom Myers for wanting to be Tom Myers, if that makes sense. And he was talking to me. Here, I'll load up the audio. It's quite funny. He is like almost like kissing my ass because I slept at a girl's house in Tampa. And I was like, bro, like, it's fine. Like, wow. I'm not saying get laid or whatever, but like if you're looking up to me, I mean, I know I'm pretty tall and whatever, but
I mean, we're both as is wont to happen in these situations. We're both doing, you know, significantly better. At least it sounds like you.
Yeah.
Are,
right? Oh yeah. No, everything's great, man. I just always stay humble because, like, man, I was like on top of the world last week and feeling absolutely amazing, and my electricity, or not my electricity, my air conditioning has been off the last week at my apartment, and I live in Florida where it's 97 now.
Yeah.
So I've been sleeping at this girl's house. I'm not trying to brag. I'm saying, like, all these accomplishments are cool, but like whenever I get really cocky about an accomplishment, that's when things go to crap. And last week I was kind of on that vibe, and now I don't have air conditioning and it's very hot out.
Sometimes when I listen to myself after the fact, I'm like, wow, I'm really good.
So I'm always like really focused on like being in the now, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah, I've had accomplishments in radio, but I'm not at those jobs anymore. So
true.
I'm just really big on the present moment.
Here it comes.
Because I noticed so many people, Tom, people like live in the past online.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're literally wasting your final years by like talking about the 90s, man. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. This
here comes what Tom says, which I couldn't believe he said.
Whole internet where everything's gone. Think about when we were talking 12 years ago, Tom, all the internet was like Gangnam Style. And now it's a bunch of like midlife crisis comedians yelling at each other. This whole world has gone to crap.
Well, as a midlife crisis comedian who likes to yell at people, I would say if you being down on your luck is sleeping at a woman's apartment when it's incredibly hot out, but you are living like a charmed life.
I mean, is that a charmed life? I slept at a girl's house. Yeah, it's like a situationship I'm in. I'm trying to figure out what we are. I know she's listening. Hi. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, like, I'm literally evacuating. Like, I'm trying to tell Tom, like, yeah, my life's good, but I do have problems. And he's like, you lived a charmed life. I'm like, bro, you got to get laid.
Like, oh, just hearing you mention that.
If only you felt my mental illness at all times of being bipolar.
You know what's a mental illness? Playing back your own podcast on your podcast when you're supposed to be doing original content. So we're going to move on. It sounded good, though. Yeah, during that interview, none of my equipment was working, so I was walking up and down a parking lot of the chill room of Pinellas Park on my Bluetooth headset because Tom Myers records through a Zoom, and I was like, I don't do video, brah. But if you want to check that out, it's on the Hoppy Radio feed. It's all love with Tom Myers. I love the guy. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. We will be right back. If you're listening on the radio, keep doing that. If you're listening via a podcasting platform after searching Hoppy Radio, I appreciate that. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine.
A man, but what that got to do with me? As long as she's straight up with me, I don't give a damn who you see. But when I'm back from town, just spend some time with me whenever your man is not around. Let me be the one that'll hold you down whenever your man is not around. Let me be the one that'll hold you down. I'll be the one that'll turn your frowns around. Cause you can be yourself with me, no need for fronting and sucking in your stomach. No need to suck in your stomach, knowing damn well you can't breathe. Loosen up just a little bit, I'm the one you need to chill with when you need you some of that real. Ooh, wait till you see my later, we'll talk about it. After the first time, you might not wanna be without it. It's a reason you cheating on him. Compare him to me, I doubt it. I'm Don Blazes, we can go somewhere private and see about it. And you know that you know it's wrong, you know that this feeling strong. On the low, we can get this on if you be my Mrs. Jones. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gonna call you Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. Then we got a thing going on, let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gonna call you Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. Then we got a thing going on, let's keep this on the low. Tell you what you missing. You miss them hugs and kisses. You miss excitement at night, and you miss excitement at night. And girl, you don't feel the same. And he's steady tripping, ain't he? Tripping, ain't he? Tripping, tripping, ain't he? And I'm gonna simply change it. See, I can taste your cherry pie before I slide inside. See, I miss Jones, them cause they lonely and they need some time. I read between them lines. I see that you be crying. Cause he ain't even trying, so I'm the one to ease your mind. Girl, you ain't fooling me. Your man ain't who he used to be. And plus, girl, he ain't cool as me. Filthy riches, who can treat you just like the Queen of England? So when you're ready for some freaking, you ain't gotta leave them. You can be my Mrs. Jones. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gonna call you Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. And we got a thing going on, let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gonna call you Mrs. Jones.
Take it off, make it wiggle when you walk. Neighbors gonna call the law, cause I'm about to break you off. Got kids, lock them out, send them off with your spouse. Make it rock when it's off, wanna see you quite a while. Me and you, let's have a ball, make it hot like Arkansas. Snatch the phone out the wall, let me see that monkey paw. Tip it low, ride it slow, on the bed, on the floor. Up and down, there we go, round and round, yeah you know. Breathing like some animal, find a camera, strike a pose. Girl, let's take a lot of those. When we done, take some more. I know you tired of creeping, but now you know you cheating. But you with me because you like the way that Ye is eating. You know it feels good, but we both know it's wrong. This what it is, girl, to my Mrs. Jones.
Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gonna call you Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow, nobody has to know. And we got a thing going on, let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gonna call you Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song.
Hoppy Hour. We'll be right back.
Oh, let that beat drop. This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom around. Mitra9.com. If you're looking for an alternative to alcohol, listen, when you Google the word kava or kratom, Big Pharma and WebMD and all those douchebags, the Mayo Clinic, they want you to think that it's the big bad kava and kratom. Or they can go fuck themselves. Because once Big Pharma makes money off of it, then it'll be the best thing ever. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Don't believe the negative hype. Mitra9, MITRA-9.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, HOPPE, to save 20%. All right, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour because we're just beginning. I'm a little somber today because it's like the calm before the storm. I used to hear that saying all the time. And man, when you live in Florida, all of a sudden, it becomes really evident.
And now, something completely different.
Hey, this is Rick Rumble from Rumble in the Morning on FM 99 in Norfolk, Virginia. And you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
Did you know Ryan Hoppy is bipolar? He loves it. No, he hates it. He loves it. No, he hates it. Get what we did there. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. People often argue over Android.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Ryan Hoppy, she's a wild card, fun beast. Hoppy Hour, mad, that's a verbal feast. Lines hit harder than a boxer's twist. Radio circus can't predict this. Show PPE, tune in, dive deep. I was never dull.
856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right. So my audience varies between ages. It's 55% women, 45% men, 18 to 34. It's all over the place. But a lot of my older listeners might not know who Jack Doherty is. Jack Doherty is this streamer slash like influencer. He's like this 20-year-old who I think was born into money. And everybody was like, how did this guy make money? Because he does like TikTok pranks and like streaming pranks where he like literally gets into fights with people in public. And then he has this like bouncer save his life in that. And it's like his whole thing is, ha 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 ha, I'm untouchable. I'm a little douchebag. And he's just insufferable, and the rumor is he makes all his money because he like befriends girls that are like 16 or 17, and when they become 18, he has them join OnlyFans. So he's essentially a Gen Z pimp. It's very bizarre. Well, he just has that like punchable suburban face. Like, you know, I'll equate it to Tampa Bay. You know, like when you're driving down Gandy at like 11 p.m. on a Friday, and you see all those car shows where everybody's got their car, they're like 18 to 25, and the cars are paid for by their like fathers who are lawyers and that, and they all have that like Gen Z Afro kind of haircut, and they look like punks, and they look like they're 12 years old. Yeah, this Jack Doherty's one of that. And he buys a new like car, must have been $800,000. It's a really nice car. And he's live streaming it on Kick, which I might get on Kick at some point. And he has his buddy film it, and then he totals the car. So here's the news clip on it, because this kid is such a bad influence on people. I'm not saying I don't text and drive. I try not to. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this kid's the next level of it.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Jack Doherty, a well-known YouTuber and streamer, experienced a dramatic incident when he crashed his brand new McLaren, a car known for its luxury and high performance.
So it's raining out. It's in Florida. Looks like he's driving near like Alligator Alley, and he's on his phone streaming while his buddy's filming everything. And he has awful taste in music. He's listening to that like mumble rap that 20-year-olds listen to. That's what the rap sounds like. A terrible person having terrible taste in music? Whoa! So there they are driving. He's texting. Then he loses control of the car.
No! No! No!
This unfortunate event occurred while Doherty was engaged in a live stream, a common practice for him where he interacts with viewers in real time during various activities. However, this time, his focus was divided between driving and managing his live stream, which ultimately contributed to the accident. The crash was not only a shock to Doherty, but also to his audience, as it unfolded live for anyone tuning in.
It gets better.
Help! 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 Break the f***ing window!
Break the window! I paid enough money for this car anyway, who cares? Oh. I'll just make more money by pimping out 16-year-olds like the creep I am.
Oh, help. Oh, can you hold this? Oh,
so the first thing he says is, can you hold this? So he's streaming the video, and his buddy has a bloody face. And the first thing he says is, can you hold this?
Oh, can you hold this? Oh,
can you hold this for me, please? The reason I'm doing this is because I need to make money. And because I've been streaming and texting while driving on video on the website Kick, I totaled my car. But please, this is the priority. Because I'm a little pussy.
Oh, oh. No, my f***ing car, bro.
Vamos, baby. Vamos,
oh. F***, dude. My f***ing car.
Cares more about the car than his buddy.
Holy sh! No! Are you f***ing kidding me, bro?
You can get another one. Just go to a high school prom and meet some girls, bruh. I'm kidding, but he literally does that.
Immediately following the accident, there was a sigh of relief as initial reports confirmed no serious injuries. However, the incident wasn't without physical consequence. His cameraman, who was in the passenger seat, sustained minor injuries, evident by the blood on his face.
Yeah, he literally is like bleeding on his face. If that went any worse and they would have like hit a pole or something, his buddy could have been dead. But hey, I gotta make sure my car is okay. Where are his parents? I know he's like a 20-year-old kid and he's an adult, but where are his parents? Slapped the crap out of him.
Fighting the real dangers of distracted driving. What perhaps shocked viewers and commentators alike was Doherty's reaction post-crash. Rather than immediately addressing the safety of those involved or the implications of the accident, he insisted on continuing the documentation of the event. He handed the camera back to his injured cameraman, encouraging him to capture the aftermath.
Listen, if you're his friend, you need to get away from him. He is not a friend. He's a sociopath.
Focusing on both the wrecked McLaren and himself.
Mm-hmm.
Holy f***. Oh, Michael, are you okay? Yeah. Holy f***.
Oh. It's like bleeding from the face near his eye. Are you okay, bro? Like the fourth thing he asked.
Oh my God, bro. My whole... Bro, my whole car, bro.
Bro, bro. I mean, I say the word bro a lot, but he really takes it to the next level. Bro, 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 bro.
No way. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
There's
Is that what he says during sex? And he's like, go, bro, bro. Oh, oh, oh.
No. Michael, here. Michael. Do you have to film on that phone too?
Michael, film this, bro, bro, bro.
No. Oh my God.
Oh my God, bro.
Showcasing a mix of shock, disbelief, and perhaps an instinct to maintain content creation even in dire circumstances. This incident led to immediate repercussions for Doherty. The platform where he was streaming, Kick, took swift action by banning him from his account. This ban was likely due to the promotion of unsafe behavior.
Yeah, you know, whoever the CEO is, they watch every one of his videos.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro.
Bro, you got to make sure, like, the car's okay. I don't care that I almost killed you.
Bro.
Yeah, bro. It's the important things, bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, my God, bro. It's so important that my car's okay.
Oh, my God, bro.
Who cares about having friends and taking care of people? Especially because I'm very privileged and I have money.
Oh, my God, bro.
Please, please, don't kick me off a Kick. Jack Doherty, I'm not trying to be old man on the front lawn. Mm-hmm. Not trying to be Grandpa Simpson here. I'm not trying to be...
Bro.
You know the guy that's kind of schooling the kid because I'm 11 years older than him?
Bro.
But here's the deal.
Bro.
Texting and driving, yeah, there's times we all do it.
Bro.
But here's the thing. You literally almost killed your buddy. And I don't know if that would have been manslaughter or what, but you would have had criminal charges.
Bro.
And you have no sympathy. You need to see a therapist because you are a clinical, either a sociopath or NPD or BPD, narcissistic personality disorder.
Bro.
Or borderline personality disorder.
Bro.
With a little bit of ADHD in there.
Bro.
You literally are getting away with pimping out girls.
Bro.
And then you're trying to draw more attention to yourself by getting into a car crash?
Bro.
Like, what are you doing?
Bro.
I first heard about him. I knew about him before, but I heard Lex and Terry, this radio show I love, talk about him. And I just love hearing older people talk about Gen Z kids.
Bro.
Like, it's not all Gen Z.
Bro.
But literally, can you imagine hanging out with this?
Bro.
And the only word he has is...
Bro.
I know, thank you. Until there's any more updates on Jack Doherty.
Bro.
This is the last time I'm going to talk about him.
Bro.
Because it's literally dumbing down my brain. You remember the movie Idiocracy?
Bro.
Well, guys like him are the reason that it's come to life.
Bro.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Yeah, bro.
Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro.
is it? That's what we do. What's going on, boys? Oh, it's on. This following segment has been brought to you by the best Delta 8 CBD around. DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you it's the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. Here's how it goes. DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to get the best honey sticks, a jar of honey, or a lollipop. Let her lick the lollipop, the rapper. I love saying it. For all the info, DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, what is it? Oh, yeah. Use keyword Hoppy. Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Lex with the nationally syndicated Lex and Terry Radio Network. There are so many podcasts out there that are just effing horrible.
I'm not one of them.
This guy is not one of them. Mm-hmm. Now back to Ryan Hoppy with the Hoppy Hour.
What everyone else is afraid to say, Ryan Hoppy will say for you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy in the morning. Tune in and you'll see. Ryan Hoppy's got the magic. It's live on your frequency. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. Join us for the laughter.
Oh, sure. Got it.
Ryan's got the answers to brighten up your ride.
Oh, I know.
Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. News and jokes together.
856.
Make your
49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773.
That's right.
You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Today.
You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Make your morning clear.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Kamala Harris went on the Call Her Daddy podcast. And surprisingly, she didn't give oral sex tips.
As women, we...
Because that's what I got her famous. Ask Willie Brown.
As women, we have to work 10 times harder. We got to be smarter. We got to play the game to even get our foot in the door sometimes. Can you...
Kamala knows about that. I love saying her name wrong.
You tell the daddy gang.
Yeah.
When people tell you no, when people look at you and doubt you,
mm-hmm.
What does that ignite in you?
A lot of, you know, moments where I go, which guy do I need to sleep with to get to the top?
So I've been told that many times.
Yeah.
And through the course of my career, I've been told, you know, at one point, you're too young. I've been told, oh, nobody like you has ever done that before.
Or you don't really know what to say if there's no teleprompter in front of you. And your husband's a piece of crap.
Oh, they're not ready for you.
No one is.
Oh, and this is the one that kills me. Oh, it's going to be a lot of hard work, right? As though we don't like hard work. And
do you like hard work? What have you done?
Here's my response. I don't hear no. I don't hear no. And I urge all the daddy gang.
Oh, you sound so cringe saying that. You don't hear no? What if a guy said that? What if a guy's like, I don't hear no? you would think it's bad. But when a woman does it, oh, she's expressing her feminism.
Don't hear no.
It doesn't sound right.
Kamala Harris is the latest guest for Call Her Daddy.
I think it sounds better when you say Kamala than Kamala. I love saying her name wrong. I can't stand her. And no, people listening to this, I'm not voting for Trump. I lean liberal, but I think she sucks what she does.
Ahead of the 2024 presidential election, which is less than a month away, the vice president sat down with Alex Cooper for the October 6th episode of her popular podcast, Call Her Daddy. The two women discussed a variety of topics, from reproductive rights in the United States...
Well, that's a pretty big one.
...to the Democratic nominee's late mother's influence to her former career as a prosecutor.
Yeah, you know, when now she's all pro-weed, but back then she's putting people in jail for weed. We didn't forget that, you liar, you career side chick.
As well as her reactions to personal attacks by her opponent, where her identity and character have been called into question.
Yeah, you're a career side chick.
Before the interview began, Alex addressed her listeners, acknowledging that she knows their political views are mixed, but said she felt that she had to engage in the important dialogue.
Yeah, that's her backtracking. We'll get to a headline in a second where she's really backtracking.
She then added that she invited former President Trump to come on the show to also have a meaningful conversation about women's rights.
He's like, I've had a few abortions.
I will be honest. I had been going back and forth with this decision for a while. To get involved or to not get involved.
Yeah.
But at
to interview a career side chick or not to interview a career side chick.
At the end of the day, I couldn't see a world in which one of the main conversations in this election is women and I'm not a part of it.
Uh-huh. Now, did you guys talk about FEMA and the lack of money for people in the South or just your vagina?
I am so aware I have a very mixed audience when it comes to politics. So please hear me when I say.
Yeah, I'm making $100 million and this is a part of the deal because I'm kind of affiliated with SiriusXM. And so is Howard Stern and she's going on that show. So I kind of had to do it and it's giving me clout. You don't owe us anything.
My goal today is not to change your political affiliation. What I'm hoping.
No.
Is that you're able to listen to a conversation that isn't too different than the ones that we're having here every week.
Yeah. The only thing that was different was I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I'm assuming she wasn't given sex tips, that being Kamala.
I want to be so clear, since this isn't a one-sided conversation, we reached out to former President Donald Trump to come on the show. If he also wants to have a meaningful, in-depth conversation,
he should go on. But I think the problem is you get J.D. Vance involved.
About women's rights in this country, then he is welcome on Call Her Daddy anytime.
The episode kicked off with Alex asking the vice president about her late mother and what values she instilled in her.
Well, you know, similar to what you described about your mother, my mother definitely impressed upon us the importance of us being able to express how we were feeling.
That's how we were feeling. Even though 92% of my staff can't stand me. So do I care about their feelings or am I just filling time on this podcast with a vapid conversation and trying to act like I'm smarter than I really am? Yeah.
And a lot of it, I think, was also about her teaching us that we had agency.
Can you imagine her doing State of the Unions?
And so that things don't just happen to you.
Yeah.
And so think about how you were feeling, not just as a way to dump, but also as a way to kind of figure out where you are in a moment, right? And center yourself. I mean, to your point, when I got older, like when I was in, I don't know, late teens, my 20s, if I came home with a problem, I'm telling you, every time I came, if I came home with a problem.
Yeah, you came.
Problem. The first thing my mother would do is she would look at me, like other mothers, I believe, were hugging their kids and like.
Oh, that describes why you're a mean person. You didn't have a good mom.
Oh, honey, what can I do? And oh, my mother, the first thing, what did you do?
Yeah, it's called being a sociopath. Oh, I love it. and everybody out there. She's so wonderful. Why? Because she's not Trump? That's where we have gone, is literally, as long as she's not Trump, she's not bad, even though she literally didn't earn the nominee. And the reason that Joe Biden picked her 4 years ago wasn't because of her skill. It was because of the fact that he needed a woman. Mm-hmm. He needed to look good. That laugh might be the most fake cackle I've ever heard. Did you know my husband has had so many affairs and we're probably swingers? Also, call her daddy addressed the backlash after the podcast.
Hi, it's me, Alex.
We know it's you.
Me to interview the Vice President of the United States. It's just another interview and it's another day. It's fine. Ready? Madam Vice President, welcome to Call Her Daddy. It's raining and I oddly love the energy of a rainy interview day.
Yeah, the thing too is she's walking around where they did the interview and she's walking around like the main lobby and she's on her cell phone. Like, oh my God, look at me. I'm famous. Please see that I'm doing something. It's like when you see the barstool guys out and about on social media, they're making like cameos.
It makes it cozier. I'm going to be honest, when I started Call Her Daddy, I really didn't see it heading in the direction where I would be sitting down with the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah, you had Sophia with an F on, and she was pretty terrible. And then all of a sudden, now you're interviewing Kamala.
Like, dream big, kids. You know what I mean? So we rebuilt basically my studio in D.C.
So here, if you want to look.
We brought the dad pad to Washington. That's crazy. This looks so similar.
Interesting.
All right, guys, she's about to be here. Wish me luck. Okay, so the interview didn't end up happening then. It got pushed about 5 hours.
Yeah, Kamala, we're on her time. It's probably her time of the month, or maybe menopause.
I was told that the Vice President had national matters to attend to, so I went.
Yeah, you know, you got the whole thing of the hurricane coming currently on October 7th, 2024. But yeah, let's talk about periods.
Down the street, got myself an Arnold Palmer, and just kept prepping for the interview and waited for the call of when it was time to go. We got the call. It is officially go time. Let's get it. I'm nervous, excited. I know I'm going to do my best, and not everyone is going to be pleased with what I say and do, but we're keeping this Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, she seems really insecure. Like, the one thing you could say that's good about Howard Stern is that he commands the room with what he believes. Do I think he's a little over the top with his hatred of Trump because 20 years ago he used to go to Trump parties and maybe Diddy parties? Yeah. But Howard Stern commands his opinion and doesn't make videos going, oh my God, please don't be mad at me, because he knows people are going to be mad at him, but people listen anyway. Call Her Daddy. She's not a boomer. She's not a sociopathic boomer. She's a 30-year-old millennial. So she's a little more sensitive.
And that's all I can do. That is officially a wrap. I have never in my life felt like an interview went by so fast. I knew I couldn't hit every policy, so I did what I knew would apply to the daddy gang.
You don't need to tell us this, though. This is her going, I probably shouldn't have done it. It flew by. It went okay. Like, it was an okay interview, but she's probably getting DMs. Like, I was looking at Alex Cooper's DMs, and or not her DMs, but her like comments on her video. Oof.
And I talked about women. I totally understand everyone has different political opinions.
She keeps saying this because she knows she probably shouldn't have done it.
I feel really good that the entire episode is about women. So I'm.
Well, that's a good thing. You didn't really talk about like policies or whatever.
I'm in the airport now.
All right, I've had enough of her. I'm a fan of Call Her Daddy. But like, I was listening 2 weeks ago and she was reading some letter about how this guy proposed to his girlfriend and then told his girlfriend when they were engaged that he got married at age 19. And she's like, daddy gang, that is so wrong. And I'm like, but if a woman did it, that's her privacy. It's just hypocritical nonsense. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856 8494-6773. Rusty, or Rust film premiere. Helena Hudgens' peers lash out, promoting film that killed her. Alec Baldwin's film Rust is gearing up for its world premiere at Poland's Energa Kamerzyce International Cinematography Film Festival next month, but I'm glad I said it wrong. But it's being slammed as tone-deaf by industry peers of the late Helena Hudgens. Many are raising concerns over whether it's appropriate to showcase the controversial Western at the event that Hudgens, who is from nearby Ukraine, regularly attended since she died on the set of the film 3 years ago. Which, first of all, I can't believe it's been 3 years. And second of all, they're going to have to release the movie at some point. That's what I don't get. The whole situation is not ideal, obviously. Nobody wants to have somebody die on set. Yeah, Alec Baldwin is a piece of garbage. We know that. We got that. We have figured out. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's going to have to be released at some point, and we might as well just get it out of the way because no one's going to see it anyway.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Nigga, I'm just playing with you.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
On the block, bang, bang, boogie. I'm the candy man with a bag full of goodies. Oh, but these ain't for the children. These for them smokers behind the building. Damn, getting money is a hell of a feeling. If you ain't stacking chips, what's the point of dealing? You don't hear me cry about dollars. If it's money in the street, then it's money in my wallet. They say it's all about the money and the power. So cop the weed and a whole lot of power. You made it in a week and I made it in an hour. I roll with killers and you roll with cowards. Dark City is dangerous, and it ain't too many niggas that's scared to bust. But niggas know they can't play with us, and them out of towners know they can't slang with us.
Cause my hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
In my heart, they get it cracking, homie. Two gets is on me. Hood version of Axel Foley. Round the way, them cats is hungry. They bust clips and they don't fuck with the rats or police. Don't act like you bammers know me. You're wrong. We can't get along like Shaq and Kobe. All I do is sit back and blow trees. So you know my four favorite words. It is acid, drunk, please. This youngin's running with a rack of OGs. It's a cold world, so we have to hold heat. Keep talking, I'll leave your ass with no seat. Have you running home like that bastard stole me. Why shoot you, my man, to clap your for me. Had your shirt looking like you spilled ravioli. Got a problem? Man, I'll smash the whole beef and make it to the hood right back in one piece.
Cause my hood ain't Beverly Hills. Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
See, I'm an alley cat. Avoid hood rats. A one-track man, homie, making that
paper stack.
Yeah.
You disrespect anyway and get your head cracked. And after the yellow tape gone, homie, I'm right back. See, in my hood, we cook that cocaine proper. At the table, man, saw cutting dope like a doctor.
Yeah.
Old heads work the handguns while youngers work choppers.
Chopper.
The girl getting money, why the hell you won't stop her, huh? I bet not catch her talking to coppers. Cause if I do my hood hot, and I'm a hood hopper. I'm uptown now on First and T. Got the coke on the one way and the dope in the alley. Hanging with youngers that kill like they from Cali. They natural born with it, they like Mickey and Mallory. I don't hate them, I just put them on salary. Tell them Merc, any clown in the club that's smiling at me. Cause my hood
ain't
Beverly Hills.
Got it.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Oh, sure.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal. My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
Got it.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real. Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Oh, yeah. Oi, boys, with Beverly Hills. What a beat. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Happy Hour will be right back.
Like, right now. It's not going anywhere. Happy Hour is right here. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com, 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. If you sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com and you go in person, guess what's going to happen? You can save $10.
Syndicated across the world and heard exclusively on every podcasting platform by searching Hoppy Radio. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Did you know that Ryan Hoppy got a vasectomy? Well, now you know, and we aren't even sure why we told you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. The other stations are tuned in too.
It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info on this show, ryanhoppyradio.com.
Chasing that dream. Turn it up, it's Hoppy Hour. Ryan got that podcast power.
Oh, I know.
Syndicated, we go global.
Hot topic.
It's time to talk about the Kelseys.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are planning to reunite sooner than fans think.
Yeah, I think it's time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, especially you Swifties, you obsessive cult of someone who doesn't care about you. Here's the thing. I'm promising you right now, they've broken up. They're not together anymore, but they're mad that that NDA slipped out at the end of September. So what they're doing is they're prolonging it. Because Taylor Swift needs to announce it via a music video or a song. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. There's going to be a music video where she's wearing a red jersey, kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs, but she won't be wearing the Chiefs jersey. And she'll have like the football paint under her eyes. And the whole song will be about, you made me think you were somebody, but you were somebody else. And your mother was such a bitch.
Well, Taylor Swift was absent from her boyfriend Travis Kelce's Kelce Car Jam.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad thing.
His 35th birthday.
Celebrate literally half your life being over if you live to 70. Oh, you're not there. Whatever. Yeah, they broke up.
On October 5th, the Kansas City Chiefs star is sharing an update on when and where they are expected to be together again. Travis addresses Taylor's absence at the event as seen in a video shared on Page Six's TikTok on October 6th. He says, quote, "She will not be here right now. I know she's coming in for the game." As for the game Travis is talking about, the Chiefs are set to take on the New Orleans Saints at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City on October 7th. Taylor, who has cheered on Travis at most of his games since the two began dating more than a year ago, has been absent from the team's previous two games.
And Taylor Swift is the first one to make everything about her. So the fact that she's not there is not good.
Their only away games since the NFL season kicked off in early September. Additionally, Travis's charity event took place less than 2 weeks before Taylor is scheduled to resume her Eras Tour concerts, which the athlete has attended multiple times.
This is going to be really when we see what happened. And what I mean is she's going to be doing her tour again. She's going to be all over the place. And he's going to have urges. Because I can't specify this enough. To all the Swifties out there that are listening, that are heterosexual, that are only into beta males, and it's never your fault that the breakup happens, listen. Especially when you work out all day and you play football, you have a lot, and I mean a lot of adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with wanting to complete the task of climaxing, either during sex or self-pleasure. I know this is gross, but this is how men are. And if Travis Kelce is not around Taylor Swift, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he's having urges.
But last week...
So I'm saying he's cheating.
Taylor appeared to send the football star a subtle shout-out in the form of a new merch drop on her website on October 3rd for National Boyfriend Day.
Oh, wow.
The apparel collection is titled The Greatest in the League, which is...
Oh, man. That's the stupidest apparel I've ever heard. The Greatest in the League?
Is a lyric from the song The Alchemy, another track on the Tortured Poets Department that...
You're a tortured poet. You're a billionaire. Shut up.
It is rumored to be about Travis.
Yeah. The really good music is going to be when, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the breakup happens. Now, we don't hear a lot from Mama Kelce. Last week, I played the video of her talking about, I don't really get along with Taylor. But she didn't quite say that. But she didn't really like defend Taylor. And here's this.
Travis and Jason Kelce's mom, Donna, is opening up about the demise of her marriage with Ed Kelce. The proud mom of former Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce and Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce is getting candid about why she chose to stay married to her ex-husband Ed for 25 years.
She felt like she had to. She's from the Midwest. She has morals.
Donna, who's gracing Glamour magazine's 2024 Woman of the Year, The Moms Issue, tells the outlet, quote, "My husband and I knew that our marriage was not working, but we stayed together for the kids."
Oh, that doesn't sound ideal.
"Ours was a very friendly relationship, so we could do that and make sure that their life was normal as possible. But in that one respect, I did stand still for several years until I could move on my own." The 71-year-old also says she worked...
She's 71? Damn, Mama Kelce, you don't look older than 57. Wow.
worked throughout the NFL star's adolescence to help provide for her family. She shares, quote, I was a commercial banker for a bank in several different states. I wanted to get ahead. I worked really, really hard. I was a major breadwinner in the family.
Ooh, that is not good. She's implying Mr. Kelce made no money. I wonder why he didn't love you.
And I think it's important for kids to see that a woman can do whatever she wants, but I did stand still, too.
That's not good.
Donna also shared the challenges of her life as a working mom, saying, quote, it's so much easier to just go to work, but raising children when they're totally dependent on you and you're trying to do the best you can with the limited resources that you have, it's the most daunting task I've ever had to do.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for their relationship demise was also briefly discussed on a February 6th episode of Travis and Jason's podcast, New Heights.
You both raised us.
Yes.
You were married. How long were you guys married?
23, 24 years, something like that. 25. Maybe.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
You eventually ended up divorcing about what? Maybe
10, 11 years ago? You were just getting
like
into
at the end of college. It was like
it was right at the end of college.
Yeah, you could tell Travis was affected by that, the way he's speaking, because he's all, I'm a pretty boy. Listen to how he talks.
10, 11 years ago? You were just getting
like
into
at the end of college.
At the end of college is when my family broke up. You can hear a human side of him there.
Like
it was right at the end of college.
Yeah.
So 12, 13 years ago, probably. Right. So what? Why do you hate him?
I don't hate him. We're still friends. We're friends to this day.
That was a great way to put it.
That means she hates him.
Yeah. No, we're friends. It's just, you know, we get along.
Messing with you.
We get along great, you know.
It doesn't sound accurate. Everything she says is just very passive aggressive. Very.
It's just sometimes people, you know, they move apart. That's all.
So you don't regret marrying him?
No. No, never. Because I got you two. I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be famous.
Yeah, I wouldn't be on this show if it wasn't for that. So, no.
Yeah, the thing, too, is that's what a mother says whenever she doesn't like the husband. She goes, hey, I got a kid out of it.
Yeah. We both were like a tag team with you two and did all kinds of fun things. When one of you had to go out of town, another person would help the other child. So it was perfect. It was just you got to do whatever sports you wanted. You got to go on all the tournaments. You got to do everything, and it worked out. If there would have been another kid, somebody was going to lose out.
Yeah. She's pretty much admitting I had enough. I'm seeing on Daily Mail, it says, will Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce reunite at the game tonight? I'm at a point where I don't even care anymore. It's like, I know I just covered it for 10 minutes, so obviously I care a little bit. But it's just so fake, and it just drives me nuts that what's going to happen is Travis is going to end up getting dragged, but it's never his fault, or it's never her fault. It's always the man's fault, and that's what Taylor Swift teaches women, and that's not a good thing, because you got a whole generation of girls going, it's never my fault. Trust me, it's 50-50. To every breakup, there's her side, his side, or whatever gender you identify as. There's two sides, and then the truth.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Let's talk about Diddy.
Sean Diddy Combs' mom is coming to her son's defense.
Oh, the one person, him and the lawyer, her and the lawyer want to defend Diddy.
Amid her son's legal troubles, Janice Small Combs is speaking out on behalf of their family, claiming the charges against the music mogul have been blown out of proportion.
Oh yeah, you know, touching 9-year-olds, not that big of a deal. Shut up. Shut up, you dirty rotten bitch.
Through her attorney, Natalie G. Figures, in a statement on her behalf to The Hollywood Reporter October 6, she says, quote, to bear witness what seems to be like a public lynching of my son before he has had the opportunity to prove his innocence is a pain too unbearable to put into words. Like every human being, my son deserves to have his day in court, to finally share his side and to prove his innocence.
What about everybody that was affected? Oh, that's right. He probably was the breadwinner for the whole family, so you're riding off of his clout. I know it's your son, and I know a good mother defends her son. I get it.
Janice's statement comes as Diddy remains behind bars following his September 16th arrest on charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Since then, 120 people have also come forward with new sexual assault allegations against the music producer. Attorney Tony Busby, who's representing the 120 accusers, told
he's getting a huge paycheck from this.
Reporters at an October 1st press conference per NBC News, quote, "We will expose the enablers who enabled this conduct behind closed doors. We will pursue this matter no matter who the evidence implicates."
All right. So we have that going on. And then we have this.
Some of the big legal cases we are following in this week's Burden of Proof. The family of the late rapper Tupac Shakur has hired a team of investigators to look into what they say is a link between Sean Diddy Combs and the murder of the hip-hop star in 1996.
That was 28 years ago? Jesus.
Popular TikTok creator Mr. Prada has been arrested and charged with the second-degree murder of a therapist in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. After
That's not good.
After claims of the influencer's possible involvement went viral on social media. And two of the officers accused of being involved with the 2020 death of Breonna Taylor have been indicted yet again. So
good. I hate dirty cops.
Let's bring in former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Romani. Nima, thank you for joining us again on this Sunday. I want to begin with what so many people are talking about, this Tupac investigation, the family of the hip-hop megastar alleging that Diddy may have had something to do with his murder in 1996. They've hired a powerhouse attorney, a team of investigators. What do you make of this?
Well, Phil, I mean, these accusations have been going on for quite some time.
Well, Phil, I may be a millionaire, but I can't buy a good microphone. Phil. What is it with these millionaires on podcasts and everywhere not having good equipment?
And Tupac's family has hired Alex Spiro.
What are you doing, bro?
Who is actually handling the defense of Mayor Eric Adams, who we've been talking about. And we all know that Diddy's being prosecuted by that same office now.
That office has a lot of paperwork to do lately.
You know, the challenge here is, even though the allegations are that, you know, Combs may have been involved in the 1994 shooting of Tupac that obviously didn't kill him, and then potentially the murder 2 years later, someone else is being prosecuted for this murder right now in Las Vegas. And that
Are we going to ever figure out who killed Tupac?
That's Keefe Davis. He's alleged to be the shot caller in the murder of Tupac. So I'm not sure that this investigation will go too far, especially when someone else is being held criminally accountable for that.
Yeah. What if they have the wrong guy? We've covered some dark stories. Let's talk about this.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kylie Jenner's BFF, Jordan Woods, is sparking engagement rumors. The model is raising eyebrows after she posts a series of selfies October 3rd on Instagram.
That's not the first time she makes eyebrows go up. You know, Tristan Thompson.
Flashing a gigantic diamond rock on that finger. In the photos, the 27-year-old sports a New York Knicks sweatshirt, a nod to her boyfriend Karl Anthony Towns, who had his first day with the Knicks that same day after...
Goofy guy right there. Cares more about being an influencer than a baller.
Being traded from the Minnesota Timberwolves. But it's her bling that's catching everyone's attention. The massive rectangular cut diamond takes up some major real estate on her finger.
That's got to be heavy to have on your finger. Can't be comfortable.
As she poses for the glam selfies, fans immediately take to the comment section of Jordan's Instagram, calling her out for the photo tease. One commenter writes, quote, "You can't just post that ring and not say anything."
Yeah, you can. She's an influencer and she needs attention. 856-49-HOPPY.
Happy Hot Topic!
I never really asked you to do it. It was like an unspoken thing with our eyes.
Haley Jade is revealing how she hid her pregnancy.
It is so weird to see Haley, Eminem's daughter, be a grown-ass woman.
Just one day after sharing that she's expecting her first baby, the 28-year-old...
By the way, Eminem needs to stop wearing Just for Men. It's ridiculous.
Daughter of Eminem details in an episode of her podcast the hilarious way she and her friend Brittany worked together to hide Haley's pregnancy during her wedding back in May.
I need to also defend myself now that this is public knowledge that you are pregnant, because at said wedding, people did not know that she was pregnant. So she was, you know, grabbing a drink, not consuming the drink as a responsible parent does. And Brittany was taking one for the team.
It is so weird. Eminem's daughter looks like a female version of him. It's weird.
And whenever somebody was, whenever people were turned around, she would hand me her drink and I would chug so it looked as if she was continuously drinking throughout that night. And that happened.
Well, then I'll defend myself though, because I never really asked you to do it. It was like an unspoken thing with our eyes.
Haley, I love unspoken things with the eyes.
Also praises her husband Evan for wanting to help her keep her pregnancy under wraps, but admits that he wasn't a huge fan of her quote lavender lemonade drink.
Yeah, by the way, it's got to be weird for him. He probably grew up playing football and they would have Eminem on, and now he's banging her daughter, his daughter rather.
This whole time, Evan has been like the one who would like take some sips, but he was not nearby. And also the drink was like a very specific, like, what was it? Like a lavender lemonade. So Evan was like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But you were like, oh, I'll take some drinks of it. So I feel like you kind of volunteered yourself for that one.
All right, we're going to move on. 856-49-HOPPY. Saw this here.
And when I get on this, I have PTSD. Please don't ask me any questions.
Yeah, Raven Simone is back on The View, but this time as a guest at the roundtable, joining some of her former co-hosts.
Does it feel good to be back here at all?
No. Certain things do.
Raven, who was a panelist on the daytime talk show in 2015, admits that being back in her old stomping grounds comes with mixed emotions.
Duh.
Actually, no. As you guys,
I don't miss working with you, Joy, you bitch.
You guys know every time I come here, I have to come to this job maybe like 45 minutes earlier to say hi to everybody. Yeah. And then when I get on this, I have PTSD. Please don't ask me any questions.
All right. You sound like an annoying person, and it's never your fault. I would say you sound like every Taylor fan, but you're lesbian. But I'm not saying lesbians can't be Taylor fans. I'm not really sure what I'm saying. All right. Happy hour is about to end, folks. It's been a fun time. We've been hanging out. And here's the deal. If you're listening in Florida or the surrounding parts of the South that are going to get affected, please stay safe. Mother Nature is a real bitch. And let's get out of this alive.
Tick-tock, clock's a joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums missing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, and now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speaker, silent vibe, but coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
HappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.